Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
Has there ever been a more beautiful dummy than the Harry Arter dummy at the near post, Kev? I don't think there has been.
No, beautiful.
We're going to hear from him today on the phone very shortly. David Myler was speaking to Dave McIntyre last night post-match. Myler's performance, so he's come in these two games, captain the side.
Yeah.
How well did he play last night?
Yeah, he did. I mean, I think in possession of the ball, I think he saw very little of it. I think the team in general did, to be fair. But just think everything, like through the side last night, you're looking for that commitment, that character, that leadership. He brought that in abundance last night. He was very good, very good.
Well, he recognised Dave because they've been talking about FIFA just this week. You know, it's like, hey, it was a reunion of sorts.
Gaming buddies.
Gaming buddies, Dave McIntyre and David Myler.
Dave, we spoke a week ago. We weren't sure what to expect.
Well, you weren't. I was.
Okay, well, you got what you expected, and what a night.
Yeah, tremendous, unbelievable, the whole lot. From the other night, Friday, to tonight, the work rate and training, it all paid off. I said we'd win the two games, and we've won the two games. Now we'll enjoy tonight, and then we'll focus for the playoffs.
We wondered how the game would start, and maybe we expected the Wales to have much of the ball, and they dominated us in a lot of ways for 20 minutes, but it changed very quickly. Kevin Cabane was on commentary with us. He thought it was instruction that had gone from the bench to the full-backs to get a few yards further forward, which gave the impetus to the midfield three of yourself, Harry Arter, and Jeff Hendrick, and suddenly we were on the ball and pressing them, and we looked the team we always hoped we could be.
Yeah, look, It's always going to start off a cagey event because they want to win, we want to win. No, they need to win, we need to win. So, you know, probably a little bit of nerves at the start. We're kind of saying, let's be compact, let's be solid, let's not concede straight away. And then obviously, I wouldn't say there was more instructions. I'd say we probably grew into the game and we got going. And then, you know, we ended up creating chances, and then brilliant from McLean to take it, and you know, we're chuffed to get the one and win.
The level of organisation at times, if we were turned over in the Welsh half, Daryl Murphy would pop into the left full back position or the left wing position. You knew exactly when you needed to jump in a right back at times. It just seemed that there was a level of awareness across the team of where the holes were, where the gaps were, how quickly they needed to be filled. It was just, I don't know whether that was just the occasion that kind of brought that out of you, or was it worked on all week, or I mean, how would you assess it?
We've worked on it. Look, the manager was clear, he spoke to majority of us individually, and then he spoke to midfielders, so I imagine he spoke to the fullbacks. He told us what he wanted us to do, and I believe we all executed it. At times it's going to come where you're lopsided when, say, McLean makes a break forward, then somebody's got to slot in, somebody's got to fill in for him, and you know, it comes down to, you know, wanting to run for your teammate, want to work for your pal, and everybody did it to a T, and you know, that's why we got the victory, and we deserved it.
With the likes of John Walters and Seamus Coleman in the team, if we told you watching from the bench that you were going to captain Ireland in the final qualifier and lead them to one of the great wins that we've had over the last 20-30 years, you probably wouldn't have believed us, let alone ourselves. I mean, what a turnaround.
I wouldn't have believed it, no. Obviously I'd captained Ireland against the USA in a friendly match, and then obviously the opportunity came Friday, which was unbelievable, and I was still pinching myself thinking I probably won't lead the lads tonight when Robbie and James come back in, but you know, obviously the managers give me the nod, so I have to go up and have to perform and repay him with a performance. I felt we all worked hard, we all gave him a performance. And you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be a happy man tonight.
What about that moment where yourself and Wayne Hennessy are in a foot race, and if you get there first, they're probably down to 10 men because you're clean through and goal. He got there a split second before you, and unfortunately that's put you out of the first leg of the playoff. Talk us through that.
Yeah, I know. Look, probably a rush of blood in my own, because I just kind of smelt the way that was going, that Jeff was going to flick it that way, and I took off. It wasn't the quickest of races, like I've said, but you know, if, like you said, if I'd gotten there a second earlier, I probably scored my first Irish goal. I felt I won the ball, but if you'd said to me before the game, take a yellow card to captain your country in a World Cup qualifier to beat Wales in Wales, I'd have bitten your hand off. So sometimes there has to be a sacrifice. So.
Finally, the three most difficult games on paper in this group were Vienna, Belgrade and Cardiff. We've taken 7 points from 9. So when you consider that, and comfortably the best performance has been away from the Aviva, is there anything to fear, no matter who we might be taking on in the playoffs?
I don't. Look, I said a while ago there, I was on Sky, I said, bring them on. You know, I believe in my teammates, we believe in one another. There's been times when we've been questioned. But the hunger is there. You see that from the performances. We'd spoken about the night in Lille when Robbie scored. It's nights like that you want to perform, and we've done it tonight. We stuck to a game plan. We executed it, and we were pretty good for the 90 minutes, and we deserve to win.
You get a bit of FIFA in the hotel room before you head back to Dublin tomorrow.
No, I've got to go back to Hull now for training. We've got a game of the weekend. It's the old, but I'm sure. I played a bit of FIFA yesterday, so I got a bit out.
Well done.
David Myler. There's a steal about David Myler, Kevin Caban.
Yeah, there is. There certainly is. And I think the injuries that he's had as well creates that steely nature within a player, doesn't it, as well? Yeah. He's had to overcome a lot of heartache, really, when he's been playing. Career would have been in jeopardy at some stages when you're thinking with the severity on his injuries. So for him to come in, as you say, come in and captain the side over these two games, particularly that one last night, he said it himself, I think in the papers today I was reading, it's the best night of his life. And those nights don't come around too often. You have to save them for all that they're worth. And that performance from him last night epitomised the Irish spirit, yeah.
Kevin and Waterford, what about the David Myler stare in the tunnel before the game? Very Roy Keane-esque. Maybe it's a Cork thing. The man was outstanding. He'll be missed for the first game. Thought Randolph's save 4 minutes before we save scored was world class. Yeah, Randolph, very solid all the way through. Some good saves.
I thought actually it was a comfortable enough save. I thought it was one of them. It came at him quickly, the header. But I think his positioning that he took up actually it was a comfortable enough save, yeah.
Myler's tackle.
Yeah. That was one of the highlights of me night, that, honestly. And you could see it coming. As soon as he set off running as well, you thought, he might not get there for that. He might not get there, but he's going to clean him out regardless of anything. And as soon as Wayne Hennessy comes out of his penalty area, that's it, you're getting it.
Yeah. So Harry Arter then, who came into the side. He's been out for a couple of weeks, Harry Arter, and came in.
Yeah.
And again, as part of that midfield five, they pressed, they harried. They were really good. In fairness to Martin O'Neill, Myler there was talking about O'Neill did talk to us about what the plan was and did orchestrate things during the week. So there is that side of things too.
Yeah.
Dave used the word awareness. You could see the concentration levels last night.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. It was the right pitch from everybody. So Harry Arter was part of that. Kev hadn't quite made it into work earlier on, if you're wondering why he's not on this. So I started off with...
Jesus.
People might be wondering why you're not asking him a question. I have to explain.
All right.
Were you here?
You didn't need to say that, did you?
Well, people might have said Kev
isn't... I'm sure there's nobody wondering that point there, Joe. Okay. But now you brought it up. Now there's an issue.
We'll take two. Earlier on, Kevin and I spoke to Harry Arter. So we spoke to Harry Arter and put it to him what we did. Peak of over a million people in agony watching at home, and I had no doubt it was tough for the lads on the pitch as well.
It was actually tougher, you know, coming off the last 10 minutes and watching, so I share their pain. It was obviously hanging on for the last 10 minutes in such a big crucial game. There's always that feeling of, you know, please don't score, and you know, thankfully we held on and we got the important win.
You cramped up. You'd run yourself into the ground, it looked like.
Yeah, I'd been out for a few weeks before that, so my calf, and I didn't feel anything poor or anything like that. It was just cramp, and I would have been able to carry on if I'm being honest, but the manager decided to make a change, and I was pleased to, you know, try and do as much as everything I can and cramp the sign of that.
When did you find out you were in, Harry? When did you find out you were starting?
He told me just after our pre-match meal, so about 4:30, he just said, just starting tonight, so basically get ready for it.
And what do you like to do then from 4:30 to 5-6 o'clock? Do you go and get a nap, or do you chill out, or are you too wound up at that stage to think about doing something like that?
Just chilled out, if I'm being honest. I didn't change too much from when I have evening games at club level. It does seem quite a long day when you're stuck in a hotel, but, you know, especially with this game with so much importance on it, you know, just chilling out and staying focused is only what you can do.
The really noticeable thing from a midfield performance point of view, obviously Wales had a lot of the ball in the first 20, 30 minutes in particular, but you, Jeff Hendrick, David Myler, James McLean, Robbie Brady, there was a huge amount of energy between you guys. There's a lot of legs there, and it wasn't an Irish midfield performance where you just sat back and let them pass the ball in front of you. You went hunting them at times, you pressed them where you could. Was that something you guys had talked about, or it was just the way the night unfolded?
It's something personally that I challenged myself to improve on. When I look at the Georgia game, it was obviously a disappointing night all around, but personally I felt that lack from my game, and I knew if I get another opportunity that that's something I'll try and do. And you know, when one player does it, you know, it sparks off the rest of the team. And you could see yesterday we worked in a great unit when Jeff pressed. You know, Robbie was to back him up, and myself also, and James and David. So it was kind of a chain reaction, really.
Yeah.
It only takes that one person to set it off. And, you know, at times yesterday I was trying to do that.
Yeah, it was very noticeable. And you spoke very openly after the Georgia game and said, like, you know, I it's a steep learning curve here, and I learned a lot tonight. And it's interesting that that was one of the things, because we do look like such a better team, and arguably it suits the Irish mentality to hustle and bustle and to press other teams. And, you know, we did it in Lille last year. It's arguably when we're at our best, when we're never going to have 90% possession in a game, but if we at least put the other team under pressure when they have the ball.
Yeah, and it's so, totally that. You know, Wales had a lot of the ball, but they, you know, they didn't have one clear chance in the game. Yeah. They didn't cut us open at any point. That's a credit not just to the lads in midfield, but Murph as well, and the back four. We, as I say, I feel we got our unit spot on last night. And our work rate off the ball was there for everyone to see. Albeit, you know, we didn't initially win the ball back every time. You know, we stopped their momentum going forward. They had a lot of ball passes backwards and sidewards, and they found it tough. I'm sure they didn't find it easy against us, and certainly not trying to penetrate some stuff for them.
Did Joe Allen going off make things much easier? Like, a lot of people are talking about his departure as a key moment, and Aaron Ramsey dropped a bit deeper. Was that your feel on the pitch, that they missed Allen at times?
Well, I think Joe Allen's a great player, yeah. So, you know, going off, they're going to miss him. Whether the game would have, you know, been decided on that, I'm not too sure. You know, injuries are part and parcel of football. We lost Shane before the game, and, you know, you can always say if a player's, you know, not out there or is out there, would it make a massive difference? But, you know, injuries are just part and parcel of the game.
Let's talk about the goal. Let's spend, you know, all of the remaining time of the interview talking about your involvement in the goal in slow motion. You can take us through every every step. So, yeah, I presume first moment you guys realise the press is on, and you see Jeff Hendrick wins the ball, and clearly you and McLean think we're on here.
Yeah, he done great to win the ball back.
Yeah.
That pressure that we put on throughout the whole game, you know, come to four there, and you know, he won the ball back nicely, and I just found myself, you know, on the edge of the box, and I thought, if I make a run here, I looked behind me and I could see there was a big space in hope and kind of sensing there would be one of our players on the edge of the box. I mean, I could sell the angle. For me, there wouldn't be much point in me trying to take a shot, or even if I took a touch, they would have swarmed me. So
yeah,
I just decided that, you know, it would be the best opportunity just to leave it, and thankfully James tucked it away.
Yeah. There is always the risk that you dummy the ball and it just shoots right through and out for a throw on the other end, and everyone says, Arthur, what the hell are you doing? But I guess you've got to take that chance. And I mean, how sweetly does James McLean take that opportunity? Because it's really not easy.
No, it wasn't easy, because it was one of those chances where you would have had a lot of time to think about it. A lot of times, you know, when you're in them positions, you go through your mind whether to side foot it or go through your laces. And I think he went with his instinct and just decided to put his foot through it. And with that, he kept it down. And so it was a great finish and a great feeling when it went in.
The atmosphere was kind of amazing throughout, from the Welsh anthem, I presume. I presume as focused as you boys all are, I mean, even the Welsh anthem must be a moment where you think, right, this is going to be one of those nights. We're going to have to really dig in here. That must have been one of the best atmospheres that you've ever played in.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, the best atmosphere I've played in. When I heard it with the national anthem, it gave me that extra sort of leg up to, if I'm being honest with you.
Right.
I think sometimes with atmospheres like that, you either go one way or the other. And I think you could see from the way we set out the game that, you know, it ruffled us up as probably as much as it did Wales. You know, we were so up for the game, and we always are when it's big games like that. Great atmosphere and great to obviously get that win.
So what happens in a night like that? Do you all go back to the hotel, or do you all scatter to clubs?
Yeah, my mum and dad and my brother are at the game, and they come down to Bournemouth for the day, so I went straight back with them. But
great.
I had that feeling after the game. Wouldn't mind popping back to Dublin now with the lads. I'm sure it was a great night for them last night.
Yeah, I can imagine, because it's such a weird thing where you've got so much adrenaline and the excitement and the buzz in the dressing room. to kind of just all scatter and kind of take off on your own. It's like two extremes to kind of deal with it. You know, you must be still struggling to sleep even at 2 or 3 or 4 last night.
Yeah, that last night was a tough one to try and fall asleep. But moments like that in football are very rare.
Yeah.
You know, I think every footballer would say you experience a lot more lows than you do highs in football. And, you know, we're all together after the game, but it's sometimes nice to reflect on it as an individual and just really take in these moments, take in the next few days and really enjoy what we've achieved. Albeit, you know, only half the job done because we've got 2 massive games now next November. But that in itself was a massive game. Not just being against Wales, but just, you know, the whole atmosphere to it. It was a special feeling and one that will stick with me for a long time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I won't ask you to pick which team you'd like to face in the knockout stages. The draw is next week. So from your point of view, the calf's okay today and the body's okay and it's about getting back involved at club level over the next few weeks. I presume that's the main priority now.
Yeah, you know, so much more. There's so much recovery things you can do nowadays, recovery machines and ice, different ice machines. So just getting myself on those the next couple of days and hopefully be involved against Spurs on Saturday.
No trouble there. It was interesting to watch the opening couple of weeks. Eddie Howe is managing to stay very calm across those opening few weeks where things just look very sticky and difficult. What was the mood around the club in those opening weeks like?
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
Yeah.
Purely because as a group we put pressure on ourselves to better last season and obviously the start and even up to now really we haven't been too happy with how things have gone.
Yeah.
You know, points at this stage of the season, you want to pick them up as quick as possible. And there's been a few games where, you know, we've been way under par and we haven't played nowhere near well enough. But recently against Everton and Leicester, you know, we deserve to win both of those games. So
yeah.
You know, we're trying to take the positives from that.
Good man. Well, hopefully the next couple of weeks, not least with Ireland, go well. Appreciate your time. Well done last night. It was a brilliant, really brilliant performance. And hopefully the next few weeks go well. Cheers, Harry.
Oh man, thank you, mate.
Off the ball on Newstalk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.